Hachette Audio presents 1517 to Paris, the true story of a terrorist, a train, and three American heroes. Written by Anthony Sadler, Alex Scarlatos, Spencer Stone, and Jeffrey E. Stern. Read by Peter Ganim. To my family, SS. To Zoe, AAS. To my family, AS. Chance is perhaps the pseudonym of God when he does not want to sign. Théophile Gautier. Prologue. Anthony Sadler, Knight of the Legion of Honor. Tuesday, August 18th, 11:03 a.m. Anthony Sadler. Still alive, Dad. We're in Amsterdam and staying at the A&O hostel. We will be here till Friday. Pastor Sadler. Okay, son. How are you doing? Anthony Sadler. I'm great. Leaving Wi-Fi. Talk to you in a bit. Pastor Sadler. Okay. Thursday, August 20th, 11:07 p.m. Anthony Sadler. Hi, Dad. So it's 8 a.m. on Friday here right now. We head out of Amsterdam to Paris today at 3 p.m. and we'll get around 6 p.m. I'll text you hotel info when I receive it. Pastor Sadler. Okay, son. Friday, August 21st, 4:43 p.m. Anthony Sadler. Call me, Dad. Talis train number 9364, somewhere in northern France, 554 passengers on board. Spencer is holding two fingers against a pulsing wound in Mark's neck as the train races through the countryside at over 150 miles per hour. He's trying to plug the carotid artery because if he doesn't, Mark dies. Anthony watches from above. If there are screams, Anthony doesn't hear them. If the sound of wind rushing by the windows is loud, he doesn't register it. He is totally focused. The terrorist is bound, hogtied on the floor. Mark groans. Anthony feels as if the people lying there below him are the only other people in the world. The carpet is covered in blood. There is so much blood. It is astoundingly quiet. The bell that signals the train doors opening and closing is the only other noise, an eerie
Sample complete. Ready to continue?